Well, the deeply fractured relationship between the federal government and the Human Rights Commissioner Gillian Triggs continues to play out. The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, has said her comments on the death penalty and the counter-terrorism laws show that Professor Triggs has become little more than, quote, a political advocate, and it's time she considered her position. Those were the comments he made on the weekend. But supporters of Professor Triggs are rallying, and they include former Human Rights Commissioner Chris Sidoti, who told our political editor, Alison Carabine, that the government is using personal attack to try and silence public debate about important human rights issues.
I think the strategy is basically to attack the person who's giving them messages they don't want to hear. The problem is that Gillian Triggs is the most authoritative human rights expert in the country. And when she speaks, she should be listened to and she deserves to be listened to. But her views are not hers alone. They reflect the virtually unanimous opinion of all domestic human rights experts and all international human rights experts.
She has spoken out forcefully on a number of issues. Most prominent are asylum seekers and counter-terrorism. Does that make her a partisan political advocate in the minister's words?
It certainly does not. Nothing of the sort, particularly when we have a bipartisan approach to many of these issues. Human rights is the subject of the advocacy that Professor Triggs has. Nothing to do with partisanship at all. It is all about human rights. And the government needs to be honest enough to admit that.
Chris Sidoti, the government may have overreached with its criticism. Gillian Triggs is an independent statutory office holder, but does that place her above or beyond criticism?
It doesn't place Professor Triggs above criticism, and it shouldn't place her above criticism. What she's asking for is serious public debate on the human rights issues that are involved in immigration detention and counter-terrorism legislation. But she's not getting that. We're not getting that. As taxpayers and citizens, we're entitled to that. All we get from the government instead is personal attack on Professor Triggs, and that's what's unacceptable.
The Prime Minister said back in February that the government had lost confidence in Professor Triggs. George Brandis has said that the political impartiality of the Commission has been fatally compromised. Considering what is now a quite toxic nature of this relationship between the government and the watchdog, and the perceived bias of Professor Triggs, is it in the Commission's best interest for Gillian Triggs to continue in her position?
Absolutely. I do not have a shred of doubt about that. If Professor Triggs were to bow to government pressure and resign, the Commission would be fatally undermined and it would never recover. You might as well abolish the beast. And I suspect that's what the government wants in the end.
That's Chris Sidoti. He's a former Human Rights Commissioner speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine, yesterday. And after 7:30, we're going to be joined by Brian Burdekin. Brian Burdekin helped set up the Human Rights Commission back in the 80s, and he now works as an international advisor to similar watchdogs in more than 70 countries. So we'll be joined by him a little later in the program.